Tell me a bit about you. What's your relationship with the prince?
Well, I work for him. I have been one of his investment officers for the last 6 years, over 6 years now. And for the last 2.5 years, I am the general manager and the representative of Saudi Paper in Turkey.
Right.
He has invested in a paper factory 1 hour outside of Istanbul. I am the general manager there also.
Tell us about him. What's he like to work for?
Well, actually, you know that when they see a royal family member, usually people think of them like, you know, moody people, not very easy to get along. But, you know, he's really down to earth, good businessman, passionate about sports, passionate about movies. So he's really like in his heart and spirit, he's like a regular Joe, believe me. He's a businessman. I most of the times I don't see him as a prince. I just see him as a businessman, as my boss and as my friend.
Can he be ruthless?
Well, I didn't witness many times, to be honest with you. Of course, sometimes you'll see him take action when something is not going well in business. But I think ruthless may be a harsh word.
But he wants to win.
Oh, he wants to win.
He wants to succeed.
As you mentioned, he's a bad loser. Yeah. Like, if you beat him, even in like fantasy football or something, he's not happy, believe me. If he, I don't know, if he plays anything, even table tennis, he has to win. And, you know, I think we need that mentality right now in Sheffield United. We need a winning mentality, for sure.
So the manager has to start delivering quickly then, whether it be David Weir or anybody else, for that matter.
Yeah, I think it will be David Weir, trust me. And he knows that because he has managed the biggest club in Asia before. So he has, he has the experience. He knows that you have to be patient with the coach. You cannot just judge a coach. Especially someone like David Weir, who has played top-level football until the age of 41. That shows you his, you know, professional mentality. That shows you his respect for the game, his love for the game. So you cannot just judge him on 4 or 5 games. Yeah. This is my opinion also.
So what will your role be here then?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, because I have made some right decisions contributing to Al-Hilal, you know, in the past.
Yeah.
He likes my connections in Turkey regarding football. I am very close to the top people in Turkey and Saudi Arabia in the football world. And I'm going to start at least try to build a nice bridge between Sheffield United, Al-Hilal and Fenerbahce Club. Perhaps arranging tournaments, perhaps making some arrangements for youth teams, maybe exchanging players, helping each other out. So my personal goal will be not only to keep Sheffield United successful locally. I mean, even if you go to the Premier League, I think we have to make this club known worldwide. So I already started trying to contribute in that sense. So hopefully, perhaps have Sheffield United fan clubs in Turkey, in Saudi Arabia, you know, just get it more global where it deserves to be.
So we may well see players coming over from Turkey then, and Saudi?
We may, it's too early right now, and you know there are also rules regarding the European Union citizenship or not. But why not? Because I am very close with the Fenerbahce youth team. Vice President of Fenerbahce, he's in charge of the youth team.
Yeah,
I'm very close with him personally. I'm close with the club. So why not? At least we can help each other.
Do you put money in, or is that purely down to the prince?
It's purely down to him, but when he, if... or when he needs me to, I will, for sure. So you, but at the moment, he's leading the way. But if the time comes, he needs me to make additional investment, I'll be happy to do so.
I'm sorry for being so personal, but are you quite wealthy too?
Not like him, of course.
No.
You know, I live a good life. I'm taking care of more than one business for him. So definitely I can contribute to the club when needed.
So you become a director on the board?
Yes, sir.
Where will you be based? Will you be based in Turkey predominantly then, or are you based back in Saudi?
I'm going to be based in Istanbul, but from what it looks like, of course, you know, in football, everything changes on a daily basis. But I think you may see me more than any of them in Sheffield. I think there's a direct flight from Istanbul to Manchester, I think.
So you're the kind of day-to-day guy then, potentially, are you?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I'll be here probably more than all of them.
And Premier League, like the Prince, is your aim, is it? It's all about getting back to the Premier League?
Of course, definitely. Because I'll tell you, I have lived in England before, in boarding school in Dorset.
Right.
For over 5 years. Okay. I went to Sherborne School and Claysmore School. So I personally know about Sheffield United. I grew up, you know, with English culture. Mm-hmm. That critical age, you know, like when you're 11 to 17, that's when your character develops. I developed in the English culture, so I am extremely close with the English culture, the English sense of humor, the English food, you know. So I know that Sheffield is a great club, 125 years old. I know the history. I know that the city of Sheffield is the birthplace of football. So how can you not respect the city, first of all?
Yeah.
Before even Sheffield United, you have to respect the city. You know, like, my biggest passion in life is football, and this is where it was born. So for me, it's incredible to be a board member here.
Why do you think this partnership can work? Because we have seen other foreign investors come over into English clubs. To be fair, it's worked for some, but it hasn't worked for others. Well, knowing what you know about the Prince and how he works, why are you convinced that he'll get it right?
I'll tell you. He's a realistic person. You see, as I told you, when dealing with royal members, people have the assumption that they're just coming here and they'll throw money around and they just expect results. No. First of all, he knows how to set up something, how to establish something, because he has built his company from ground up, if you could research it in 1991. So, and he was a president of Al Hilal Club, which was the biggest club in Asia. So he's realistic. This is number one. So he's got the experience, he's got the wealth, and he's got the mentality to be patient, and he's got the experience to build something from ground zero. So he's not your typical foreign investor that you can count on.
What about the infrastructure here? Because that was important, I think, when he was thinking about investing in an English club.
Definitely.
You obviously feel it's right and set and ready.
I'll tell you, the infrastructure, and I don't only believe in numbers and figures and like 3 to 5 year plans. I also believe in just pure gut feelings. And I'll tell you, I've been all around the stadiums in the world. I'm a very well-traveled man. There is really something unexplainable about Bramall Lane. As soon as you enter, there's this different vibe that I'm still trying to find the word to explain, but I can't since yesterday. And I'm not being political at all. I've been to many, many stadiums, many, many sporting occasions, many finals, NFL finals, you know, UFC finals.
Yep.
There's something different about here. If we use this energy right, I think it's going to work out.